This is Focus West Michigan for Monday, February 2, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Leaders from Kent County's Domestic Violence Action Network recently shared an update on how the county is transforming its response to domestic violence. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Kent County's Domestic Violence Action Network, or DVAN, encompasses 60 organizations and more than 300 individuals, aligning domestic violence responses that are coordinated, trauma-informed, and centered on safety and accountability.
Annually, law enforcement agencies across the county respond to over 2,500 domestic violence incidents. And we know this is only probably about half of the total because most victims don't call law enforcement.
That's Micah Johnston, DVAN's director. He says thanks to $4 million in ARPA funding, DVAN formed the Domestic Violence High Risk Team in partnership with the Grand Rapids Police Department, the first of its kind in the state.
So DVAN has trained the entire GRPD police force, and officers now use the evidence-based danger assessment for law enforcement on every call so that they can identify individuals who are at high risk of domestic violence homicide.
DVAN also continues its domestic violence court program, a 52-week battering intervention program. Ramil Stevenson is currently enrolled in the program.
It helped me discover the tools I needed to become a better human being, not only as a man, but also as a father, who would never want to see his little girl experience domestic violence.
There are currently 34 active participants in the court-appointed program. I'm David Limbaugh.
The Ottawa County Department of Public Health has a new online tool this flu season to show what is happening where. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Someone feels sick. Is it the flu, COVID, some type of common cold? The Ottawa County Health Department now offers a weekly respiratory illness tracker that might help figure it out.
People want to know what's going around in their own community, not just across the state or across the country. So this dashboard gives people a really quick snapshot of what's going on locally that can be understood in seconds instead of having to take a long time to read through a whole report.
Medical Director Dr. Gwen Unzicker says the dashboard provides real-time trends for various illnesses, allowing residents to make informed decisions regarding community activities or testing when they're feeling ill.
It can help our healthcare providers know what is a more likely explanation for their patient symptoms, and that can help guide what tests they might decide to order, as well as what treatments they might recommend.
What's the current dashboard status?
We have been seeing a pretty high level of influenza activity over the last few weeks. Fortunately, that seems to be slightly decreasing, both across the county and across the state, but the activity level is still high.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Building owners and residents in Grand Rapids are being urged to make sure exits and fire hydrants are clear. The request comes from the Grand Rapids Fire Department. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
The City of Grand Rapids Fire Department is urging building owners and residents to take what could be, quote, critical steps to help keep the community safe during this winter weather. A news release from GRFD says snow and ice buildup around doors and fire hydrants can significantly delay emergency crews. Business owners are required to clear and maintain all exits for their buildings. Authorities say keeping these pathways free of snow and ice helps protect lives and allows first responders access to work quickly and effectively. Meantime, residents are asked to clear both the front and back entrances to their homes. The fire department is also encouraging residents to clear a 3-foot radius around any fire hydrants near their homes. Hydrants buried in snow can be difficult to locate and access. Fire Marshal William Smith says, quote, "Minutes save lives and property. When hydrants and home entrances are buried in snow, it delays our emergency response capabilities. Clearing these areas helps us reach you faster when time matters most," end quote. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Where the Orbit Room nightclub once stood by the Woodland Mall, WGVU's Phil Dawson reports a developer is planning to build an apartment complex.
How long has the Orbit Room been vacant? I remember dropping my nephew off there about, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Well, it's gone. The building was demolished a number of years ago.
And during a presentation to the Grand Rapids Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, developer Scott Weirda said he's going to build apartments on the Lake Eastbrook Boulevard site that is now covered by asphalt.
Top to bottom, it's an economic impact throughout our community with all the trades and all their families.
Grand Rapids Economic Development Coordinator Mackenzie Miller says there'll be 132 apartments in the complex, almost twice as many one-bedroom units as two-bedroom.
For two bedrooms, monthly rental rates would be between $22.75 and $23.95.
The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority is recommending the city use taxes collected on the project to reimburse up to $10.6 million of the developer's costs. Authority members think it's a good proposal.
Very nice-looking project.
Agreed.
Weirda already has city brownfield tax increment financing to help pay for the apartments he's building on the site of the former Family Fair supermarket at 44th Street and Breton Road.
Opportunity is for us to look at these seas of asphalt and say what else could be there.
I'm Phil Dawson.
Grand Valley State University celebrated Groundhog Day with a tour of its Allendale campus tunnels while sharing GVSU's sustainability efforts. WGVU's Dee Morrison checked it out.
I think they're just kind of mysterious. Is it true? Are there actually tunnels down there?
From the basement of Lake Ontario Hall, Yumi Jakobic, Office of Sustainability Practices Director, steps into the university's legendary tunnels, a two-mile underground network carrying centralized heat and chilled water systems, electricity, fiber, and firewire, spider webbing under nearly all the academic buildings.
It's just kind of a fun thing where sometimes people aren't sure if they exist, and they do, and it's a pretty big network, actually.
The Valley campus gets 50% of its electric capacity from renewable sources and hosts a consumer's energy solar garden. Its four-acre farm serves as a classroom for agricultural students and cultivates fresh produce served on campus. GVSU has multiple certified green buildings, recycling programs, and offers more than 400 classes with sustainability content. Student Josh Ostrowski was impressed by the tunnel tour.
Every day when kids are walking to class, they don't realize that they're walking over like a sustainable system underground of our entire campus.
So did the students see their shadows after a trip to the underground burrow. Dean of the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies, Mark Schaub, shared the very non-scientific result.
Early spring here in Allendale, Michigan. You are going to be on a patio drinking margaritas by the end of March.
Just be sure to recycle your cup. I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin talks to Chef Len Town about the celebration of 10 years of American char. But first, news from around the state. The Michigan Attorney General's office is now trying to claw back over $23 million in incentives the state gave a failed battery plant project. Colin Jackson has more.
The AG's office says the company, Goshen, failed to pay the state back after abandoning the project near Big Rapids last year. In September, the state accused Goshen of defaulting on his contract by not completing any eligible work over a four-month span. The business incentive-driven project was originally hailed as a major win. It was expected to be worth billions of dollars. But public sentiment quickly soured as concerns arose over Goshen's China-based ownership, and the local government rescinded some of its agreements with the company. In court filings, Goshen blamed, quote, unrelenting attacks for the project no longer being viable. While the state attempts to get money from Goshen, the company is considering seeking monetary damages from Green Charter Township. I'm Colin Jackson.
The Michigan Attorney General and Enbridge Energy have agreed to put challenges in state courts on hold while it argues critical legal questions in federal courts. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The two big questions in these cases are whether the state has standing to block Line 5 and whether the case belongs in state or federal courts. Both sides agreed to wait until the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decides one of the cases. The question of the proper venue is already before the U.S. Supreme Court, with arguments scheduled for late February. The decision to wait on state court appeals leaves in place a federal judge's order that allows Line 5 to continue operating. The state wants the line shut down. Enbridge wants to build a tunnel for a replacement section of Line 5 that runs through the environmentally sensitive Straits of Mackinac that connects Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. I'm Rick Pluta.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked to Chef Len Town ahead of the celebration of 10 years of American char. Town talks about what's coming up as well as some of the challenges facing the food industry.
Hey, it's a 10th birthday for char, C-H-A-R, American char, owned by Chef Len Town. He's in the house. He's brought goodies. And yes, celebrating 10 years of business, catering, food truck, restaurants, fun specials, and more. And Len, we've talked, we probably talked your first year. Good morning.
Yeah, that was, yeah, it was the first, good morning. It was the first year, I feel. But 10 years later, here we are.
Yes. Thank goodness. Yeah. The alternative is a bit scary. What got you into the world of chefing?
I enjoy food. I enjoy watching people enjoy the experience of food. And for me, that's enough.
Yes. Did you study food? Did you learn by doing?
I went to Lake Cordon Bleu in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I was studied out there. So I was out there for about 7 or 8 years, and then Miami for a couple of years, and I came back to Michigan because the work ethic's just a little bit better here.
All right, there we are. Did you grow up here in Michigan?
I did.
Yes. Good. And we call you Chef Len Town with an E, owning American Charge. You have to kind of pay your dues to get to where you got?
Certainly, yeah. It took a minute. Definitely learning from some really good chefs over the years. But it's been a blast getting to where I'm at right now.
Right. Where are you located?
6394 Adams Street, Zeeland, Michigan. But we pronounce it Drenth, Michigan.
Yes, as you should.
It's right. Awesome.
Drenthe, correct?
Yes.
All right, 10 years. What have been some challenges? What have been some thrills?
Well, we had a thing called COVID that got in the way. That was some trying times. Food costs obviously have gone up, but we've maintained. And not dropping the quality of food, actually increasing the quality of food and keeping the cost low enough for the guests to enjoy themselves because they have to drive to us. So it's a way of saying, hey, you know, I appreciate you taking the drive out. Here's some good costs, and we're going to try to make everything from scratch. So we have 8 barbecue sauces we make from scratch. We have everything else is made in-house, but it's a blast with what we do. We have great staff, and we have great customers. I mean, honestly, it's a really good time to watch everybody enjoy themselves, especially in the summer.
What makes for a great staff and what makes for a great customer?
I think the staff just being engaging. I think that's the biggest piece is just spending time and actually caring about the guests walking through the door. And as far as the guests go, just people enjoy food. They enjoy barbecue and the experience of being there because it's interactive. I mean, we really enjoy that. The music and everything in the summertime, it's just fun.
Do you give back to the community at all?
We try to give back where we can with churches and local organizations. We spend as much as we can. I mean, I can't keep track of how many things we actually give away because we care about people and we want to see people succeed and do well. And we're having fun with what we're doing.
Do you have food for those who choose not to eat meat?
We offer mac and cheese and slaw. But yeah, we have options. We have options. We make a wood-fired pizza also, so it's a nice. We have a wood-fired oven that we bought right after COVID, and then we expanded our kitchen a little bit, so we do some really nice wood-fired pizzas.
Yes, but yet you are all about American char, which means what?
I mean, char, basically the bark on the outside of a brisket and the pork, so we call it char. And it was a kind of a fun name, and we have a huge flag in our dining room. It's just nice. I mean, it's a really it's a nice product to put out to people with the barbecue.
You have some specials this week. Let's talk beginning what February 3rd.
That's yes,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we'll start with the we're doing a brisket we roll. It's a double smoked brisket burrito, and then we'll do wing special on Wednesday. We do a whole hogger, which is pork, sausage, bacon, and cheese sauce over the top on top of a bun with fries on Thursday, and we're doing a fraco box. It's a Friday taco box. It'll have taquitos and a couple tacos, and then on Saturday we're just gonna do 10% off, and then offer. Key lime pies from 5 to 7.
You've brought in key lime pies. Talk to me about why key lime? Aren't we supposed to be in Key West? That's cold down there now.
That's now we're talking. Yeah. So I spend a little time in Key West. I enjoy key lime pies because of the freshness that you get. They're really a tasty. I would compete with Kermit's in Key West. So they're dynamite.
Nice. All right. I'm holding a small. I guess key lime pie with a strawberry on top, and tell me more about ingredients and the taste.
Yeah, it's a really simple. It's four simple ingredients. The key is to have a lime, so you want to use the key lime. Key limes are typically smaller and sweeter, but with some tartness. And they're, I mean, it's I don't know. The flavors are. I can't. Once you eat one, you want to eat another one and another one. It's, but it's nice and refreshing after barbecue. You know, you get something kind of heavy and you want something light and to pull your palate back. And it's a good option for you for sure.
It's good. again, all available this week. And, of course, beyond, thanks to Chef Len Town, American Char, downtown Drenthe. That's your Zealand area, celebrating 10 years of business with catering. What about the food truck these days?
So we don't typically take the food truck out to sit. We will get specific people actually hire us to go and set up and do an event for special events like Gentex will do something with us. So they'll pull the truck down and do an event. So it's kind of fun. It's a rustic, it's a 70 step van. It's got a little rust on it, but it's nice. I mean, and a rust in a good way on the awning. But it's really a sharp vehicle.
Yeah, there goes that rusty truck. Must be Len's not. Other ways that you're working, how does catering work these days?
So we do a lot with pickup. So obviously the season's coming where everyone's getting the graduation parties. Weddings are huge for us. We do at least 18 weddings a year. So we'll do a lot of that. And you can always contact me through Chef Len cheflenmi@gmail.com. That always works out well. But as far as that goes, yeah, we do a ton of catering and pickups, corporate events, whatever you need. We'll figure it out for you.
Hence why your niche has been so successful. Do you use local farmers?
I try to use local farmers. They can't keep up with the brisket. We kind of figured out about 7,000 briskets. So if you take that and divide it by two, that's two on a cow. So that's 3,500 cows. That's a lot of cow.
Run, Bambi, run. Yes, so you choose wisely and more. What will the next 10 years be like, Chef?
I think a lot of really focusing on catering. I think our catering is a big piece. The restaurant itself is just always, we're going to revamp the menu and do some new items coming here soon. I think just providing really good experience. Always trying to add just a little bit more back to the restaurant and bring it up to level where we want to be. And I think, just trying to, the catering, I think, is a big piece for us.
Do you think about expanding into different areas?
Ooh, now we're talking.
Secret's out.
That's, yeah. Well, it's always an option, but I like to be hands-on with everything I do, so it's nice to be just a one-trick pony in that sense.
Good. All right, details again for your specials this week, please.
So we're going to start tomorrow with the burrito, and we're going to end on Saturday with 10% off on all items. And then from 5 to 7, we'll give away key lime pies as just a way to say thank you.
All right. Be careful. You might start with the key lime pie and then get into the brisket, as they say. All right, Chef Len Town, American Char, downtown Drenthe. Congratulations on 10 years, and let's go find that interview we did 10 years ago.
Yeah, that would be great.
There we go. One more time, best way to find out more information.
You can either contact me on the social media platforms, or you can reach out to me, cheflenmi@gmail.com.
Thank you for bringing in the little key lime pies. I will grace our staff with your presence. Take care. Happy 10.
Thank you.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Monday, February 2, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.